To give you a small background about blackberries, cultivars are complex hybrids of many different Rubus species. In the genus Rubus, ploidy ranges from 2X to 12X, but the cultivars, the eastern cultivars are mostly tetraploid, the western are hexaploid and over. And the western cultivars are mostly trailing, while the eastern ones are erect. Many heritage cultivars are regionally important, such as boysenberries and marionberries, and they are clonally propagated. The objectives of this study were to assess a previously developed 6 SSR fingerprinting set, to make improvements if needed, and use the fingerprinting set to examine the structure of a large collection of blackberries. So this is the 6 SSR set. You can see those peaks, the green and black and blue. I wanted to point your attention that this is it's a really robust fingerprinting set. It's made, I don't know if any of you know anything about simple sequence repeats. It's made of long core repeats, just like the fingerprinting sets that are used in human forensics. They're much, much, much easier to score, and they have a lot less artifacts. So, and it's all amplified in a single PCR reaction, so that's very useful. So it's made up of these 6 SSRs. The RH ones are from blackberry, and then the E-Rub one is from a red raspberry. So initial characterization of this SSR set was able to distinguish all of the cultivars that are in the tree, and it separated them into western and into western versus eastern cultivars. So we used this 6 SSR set to confirm parentage in 6 populations, the ones that start with A in the table. These are from John Clark's breeding program, and the Orus ones below are from the from Chad Finn's breeding program. So you have the origin, where they came from, the female and the male parent, the total number of progeny, and then we identified which one of the progeny came as a result of the cross. And so you can see that there were 8 populations, the ones that are highlighted in red, that had off types. Basically, they had an offspring whose alleles didn't come from either parent, so they are not the result of the cross. And then we, with this 6 SSR set, we had 28 groups of individuals that had identical fingerprints. So that meant to us that this 6 SSR set cannot distinguish all of the siblings that we wanted to distinguish. So we optimized it by screening in those 28 sets that had identical fingerprints. We screened additional primer pairs, additional SSR markers, and we identified ones that can separate those identical ones. We ended up with about 10, that we couldn't distinguish. All of the 10 were plants that were planted right next to each other. So it could be a sampling error. When we genotyped them with additional markers, this set could distinguish all of them except for one. It's the other way around. The additional SSRs could not distinguish 9 of the 10, and only one we could distinguish, meaning that a better set of markers can distinguish all of the siblings. So this is a fingerprint of Columbia Star and Obsidian with these 8 SSR sets. Then we used this 8 SSR set to genotype 177 accessions from the University of Arkansas, from CHADS, the USDARS, Horticultural Crop Research Unit, and from the NCGR, the National Clonal Germplasm Repository. We were able to distinguish each unique cultivar. I have in circle, sorry, it's very small font. Cultivars from different sources were distinguished, and we saw that they grouped according to Eastern versus Western germplasm, mostly. So when we compared the 6SSR versus the 8SSR fingerprinting set, we saw that we have much better resolution with the 8SSR, and that you can tell that in the yellow square, the number of observed alleles was higher with the 8SSR, 10.38 versus 9.3. The genetic diversity, allelic and genotypic, was higher, and the number of observed genotypes was also higher. If we were to improve this set, we would probably replace the marker that is in red, because we only had 3 alleles with that, so we can replace it with something better. But right now, we're working with this 8SSR set. I wanted to give you another example of the usefulness of this 8SSR fingerprinting set. We were contacted by the granddaughter of Rudolf Boysen, who developed Boysen in the 1920s, and she wanted to know if the Boysen cultivar that she has is really the original Boysen. And so we said we don't know that, but what we can do is we compare its fingerprint to existing Boysens in the market. And according to Jenner, the pedigree of Boysen could be Logan by Austin Mays or Logan by Lucretia. It's not certain. And there are a lot of what are referred to as sports of Boysen that are around. One of them is Boysen 43, and the other one was selected in New Zealand. It's called Riwaka Choice. So we included those. So in this study, what we did, we obtained these accessions from 4 different nurseries. Anything with N is from a nursery. We had 3 private farms, Margaret, the granddaughter of Boysen, as well as another farm from California, too. We also had accessions from the National Clean Plant Network, from the USDA ARS Breeding Program, and from the NCGR. They're all indicated with the following the name. What is in gray is the thornless, are the thornless accessions, and then in black are the thorny ones. So we found that there were 5 different Boysen genotypes. What Chad thought was Boysen is actually matches the fingerprint of Riwaka Choice, and those were the ones that are in the National Clean Plant Network, also are Riwaka Choice. We have Boysen 43 and Boysen Berry NCGR. We have a Boysen from another nursery. The Boysen that we got from the private farmer, from the granddaughter, corresponded to another Boysen also from California, and we looked at the history, how it was obtained. It looks like it was obtained from Knott's Berry Farm that used to sell it. So we think that those are the original Boysens. And when we looked at the allele composition, we could tell that it looks like it's the result of Logan by Austin Mays. And also, these are not clones. Boysen 43, Riwaka Choice, and they have unique fingerprints. And looking at the allele composition, we can tell that Boysen is a parent, so they are most likely offspring. So, in 2012. So if you see Austin Mays and Nectar Boysenberry N212, that means they were obtained from a nursery in 2012. And Nectar Boysenberry N218 was obtained from the exact same nursery in 2018. They have totally different fingerprints. Their Austin Dewberry has the same fingerprint as that of the Boysen, the original Boysen. And then the young thornless below is not young thornless, but it matches that of all of the Logans. So, in summary, the 8SSR fingerprinting set has a better resolution than the 6SSR set. It is useful for confirming identity and parentage, as well as protecting breeders' rights. Boysen seems to be a result of a cross between Logan and Austin Mays, and we do have misidentified heritage cultivars in the market, so if you want to be sure that it is what you want it to be, you have to fingerprint it. And future work will be to grow all of these variants of Boysen. Chad wants to do that, and we will look at the morphology of the berry and see how they compare, and the fruit chemistry also. And we are in the process of genotyping the entire USDA blackberry collection so that we can have a database to compare other fingerprints to and be able to identify unknown accessions. I'd like to thank for funding Rose Breed and our USDARS, Chris, and I'd like to thank my our collaborators and the people who did the work. Jason Zern is a postdoc in my lab, and he did a lot, some of the work, as well as Katie Carter. She did the Boysen work. Dr. John Clark and Margaret Worthington provided the populations, the University of Arkansas populations, and collaborated on all the work, as well as Chad Finn and his group. And these are the partners, these are the collaborators from Rose Breed and the international partners. And thank you for your attention, and I'll take questions. Oh, okay, good. I'll take questions. Yes, Ellen. Good morning.
I'm wondering if your unit offering this as a service to the public, or are there labs that have to be markers to go back to?
So, you know, what we usually do is we cannot offer it as a service. But I always transfer all of that to diagnostic, to companies, and they can provide it as a service. Because we do a lot of research, it's not, we cannot provide answers really fast. It, you know, we just kind of slip things through, and we don't have the resources to offer it as a service. Yeah. Yes? You know, we actually tested them. Okay, the 8th SSR set has one marker from Rubus occidentalis and one from Rubus ideus and the rest from blackberry. So in Rubus, you have some cross-transferability, but not all of them work well across all of the different crops. Some of them do, and we've tested that. We know which ones do, which ones don't.